morning, it's 9 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. We have Jenny, Daniel, and myself chairing. Kirby and Marie are excused. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Looking for a motion to adopt the September 21st, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Current business, the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The United Nation Assistance Fund Law was adopted by the Business Committee on an emergency basis on June 8th, 2022, and established the United Nation Assistance Fund to govern how the nation provides financial assistance to its members pursuant to the United General Welfare Law. So it's the policy of the nation to prioritize the general welfare needs of its members and recognize that the interests of the nation are advanced when its members remain confident that their general welfare needs can be met. So the United Nation Assistance Fund Law will establish the United Nation Assistance Fund as an approved program of the nation in accordance with the United General Welfare Law. It provides how this program qualifies for general welfare exclusion. It provides the eligibility requirements for accessing assistance from the fund, which is that a person is a member of the nation, age 18 or older, and submits a completed application during the designated submission timeframe. It provides the minimum requirements for information that must be included on the application. It provides how and when funds from the United Nations Assistance Fund are disbursed. It provides for the types of expenses that shall be considered qualifying expenditures for use of assistance from the United Nations Assistance Fund by the recipient. It provides information on the funding source and who determines the amount of available funding an eligible participant is able to receive. And it provides that the Trust Enrollment Department is the department that has the responsibilities to administer the United Nations Assistance Fund. So the emergency adoption of the United Nations Assistance Fund Law will expire on December 8, 2022. The Legislative Operating Committee is now seeking the permanent adoption of this law. So on July 20th, the LOC accepted the draft in the legislative analysis. On August 3rd, the LOC approved the public meeting packet with the updated public meeting notice and forwarded the United Nations Assistance Fund Law to a public meeting to be held on September 2nd, 2022. The public meeting was held virtually on Microsoft Teams. No one provided public comment during the public meeting. The public comment period was then held open until the close of business on Monday, September 12th, 2022, and one submission of written comments was received. So on September 21st, the LOC accepted the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and deferred these items to a work meeting for further consideration. And then later that same day, the LOC reviewed and considered the written comments. So on page 6 of your packet, you'll see the public comment review memorandum. So this document served as a tool the LOC used when they reviewed and considered the public comments that were received. If you look at the memo, it's organized by topic. So immediately after the comment divider in bold, you'll see any relevant excerpt from the law. This is followed by the verbatim comment received, including the specifics of who made the comment and whether it was oral or written. Next, you'll see the response section, which is my attorney response to the LOC. So here's where I provide the LOC any relevant background information on the motivation or the purpose of the law, any in-depth explanation of the provisions of the law, and any potential options for how to consider the comment. And then last, under every comment, you'll see the LOC consideration section. So this demonstrates the LOC's discussion and decision on how to address each comment. So then after the memo on page 7, you'll find a draft of the United Nation Assistance Fund Law for final approval. And then this is followed by an updated legislative analysis on page 11 and the fiscal impact statement request memo on page 16. So the Legislative Procedures Act requires that a fiscal impact statement be provided for all proposed legislation of the nation. The fiscal impact statement is an estimate of the total fiscal year financial effects associated with the proposed legislation, and this should include startup costs, personnel, office costs, documentation costs, and an estimate of the amount of time necessary for an individual or an agency to comply with the law after implementation. So the fiscal impact statement must be completed and submitted to the LOC prior to the proposed legislation being forwarded to the United Business Committee for consideration. The fiscal impact statement provides the Oneida Business Committee information on what the potential adoption of the proposed legislation will cost the nation, so that the Business Committee can determine if adoption of the proposed legislation is in the best interest of the nation. So the Legislative Procedures Act grants the LOC the authority to direct any agency who may administer a program if the legislation is enacted or may have financial information concerning the subject matter of the legislation to submit a fiscal impact statement. So Oneida Business Committee Resolution BC 102828, titled Further Interpretation of Fiscal Impact Statement in the Legislative Procedures Act, provides further clarification on the process for directing a fiscal impact statement. This resolution provides that upon final approval of draft legislation by the LOC may direct an entity to provide a neutral and unbiased fiscal impact statement to the LOC within 10 business days. So this memorandum directs that the fiscal impact statement of the proposed Oneida Nation Assistance Fund law be completed by the Oneida Trust Enrollment Department and provided to the Legislative Operating Committee by October 19, 2022. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the updated public comment review memorandum, draft, updated legislative analysis, and fiscal impact statement request memorandum and forward to the Oneida Trust Enrollment Department, directing that a fiscal impact statement be submitted to the Legislative Operating Committee by October 19th, 2022.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Any questions or comments? I see none, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Back pay law amendments, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 18 of your packet. So on September 14th, 2022, the Oneida Business Committee adopted a motion to request the Legislative Operating Committee consider amendments to the back pay law. The Legislative Operating Committee added this legislative item to its active file list on September 21st, 2022. So the purpose of the back pay law is to set forth standards used in the calculation of back pay for all employees of the nation in accordance with the nation's laws. So the proposed amendments to the back pay law will include a new provision on reinstatement, which addresses such issues as reinstatement of an employee to the position the employee was terminated from, the requirement to hold a position pending litigation, and amending the position description or eliminating a position pending an employee repeal. These amendments also will clarify that back pay calculations shall be made using the employee's last wage in the position in which they were terminated from, and it clarifies that the circumstances in which an employee is not eligible to work and therefore is not eligible for back pay. So on page 19 of your packet, you'll see the red line draft that demonstrates the proposed amendments to this law, and then this is followed by a clean draft of the proposed amendments on page 25. So we're now asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law and direct that a legislative analysis be completed.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention, motion carries. Moving on to emergency management law amendments, Clarissa.
This item starts at page 31 of your packet. So on September 14th, 2022, the Business Committee adopted emergency amendments to the Emergency Management Law to address the Oneida Nation Emergency Planning Committee and the difficulties of composing this committee to meet the needs of the nation for a better emergency response. So the LOC is now prepared to process these emergency amendments on a permanent basis. So the proposed amendments to the Emergency Management Law will eliminate the Oneida Nation Emergency Planning Committee and replace it with an Emergency Management Operations Team. So this revision to the law demonstrates that the nation is better suited with the Emergency Management Operations Team, which exists not as a board committee or commission of the nation, but instead as a network of different employee positions throughout the nation that all have a responsibility to aid in the nation's response to emergencies. So this eliminates the previous difficulty in composing this team to meet the needs of the nation for an emergency response, since a conflict with Section 105.15-3 of the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law no longer exists, and direct reports and employees of designated areas can now participate on this Emergency Management Operations Team to achieve the best emergency response for the nation. So the amendments to the emergency management law will also provide that members of the emergency management operations team shall attend meetings or send a designee in their absence and comply with any training requirements set forth by the emergency management director. It requires that within 48 hours of an emergency, the emergency management director shall prepare or work in conjunction with the appropriate entity to prepare an emergency briefing to be presented to the business committee regarding the status of the emergency, actions taken to address the emergency, and the activation of the emergency response plan. It allows the business committee to direct the emergency management director to provide additional emergency briefings to the Oneida Business Committee. It requires that within 30 days of an emergency subsiding, unless additional time is granted by the Oneida Business Committee, the emergency management director shall prepare or shall work in conjunction with the appropriate entity to prepare a preliminary emergency assessment report to be presented to the business committee, any interested entity, and the public. And then the amendments also extend the amount of time for the emergency management director to prepare and present an after-action report to the business committee from 60 days to 90 days. So on page 33 of your packet, you'll find a redline draft of the proposed amendments to the emergency management law. This is followed by a clean draft of the proposed amendments on page 41. So we are now asking the LLC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the draft of the proposed amendments to the emergency management law and direct a legislative analysis be completed.
Dave? Jenny?
I don't think the red line is included in the packet. I think they're both the clean copy.
That looks like it's an error. Sometimes when we save the drafts as a red line to PDF, it automatically accepts all the changes. Okay. So I can update the packet with the actual red line and then repost that to the website so that it's there for people to view.
Okay. Then I'll approve the motion, approve the draft of the proposed amendments to the emergency management law and direct that a legislative analyst be completed.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Now moving on to the traffic law. Clarissa. Grace.
Good morning. We would offer for the LOC to accept the memorandum as information titled Status of the Development of the Traffic Law, a one-page memorandum submitted October 5th, 2022, documenting the status of the development of the traffic law for Oneida.
Motion to accept the memorandum as information.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to new submissions, the Oneida Personnel Commission bylaws amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 52 of your packet. So during the September 20th, 2022 Oneida Business Committee work session, the Oneida Business Committee discussed the Oneida Personnel Commission and potentially amending the bylaws to address the training and qualifications in an effort to increase participation on the Oneida Personnel Commission. So the agenda request form is found on page 52, and then starting on page 53, you'll find the materials that were provided at that work session for the subject matter. So we're now asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the Oneida Personnel Commission bylaws amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor.
So moved with David Jordan as a sponsor.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Moving on to the furlough law amendments. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 81 of your packet. So the LLC is currently amending the layoff policy, and in discussions with HRD on that matter, it was determined that it would provide greater clarification and avoid duplicative procedures and laws if the furlough law was amended to address both furloughs and layoffs, and then the standalone layoff policy was repealed. So the agenda request form is found on page 81, and then this is followed by the current furlough law on page 82. So we're now asking the LLC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the furlough law amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor.
So moved with myself as a sponsor.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, with Jenny being the sponsor, and seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Administrative updates, and looking for a motion to enter into the record for results of the September 21st, 2022 e-poll entitled Emergency Adoption of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan Law.
So moved. Oh, second.
Motion made by Daniel, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. We are now looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:16.
David?
Yes.
Clarissa, could you also make a correction to page 67? The page is just upside down.
Yep.
And then motion to adjourn.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Daniel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for everybody calling in.